Diane Roberts here, bringing you new prose from FSU. Today, Kate Kimball with Accidental Tourism.
Orange crusted with silver underneath a bed of quiet cottony clouds, spruces dotting horizons. Dusty haze softening the harshness of clear sky, the edges of everything made more romantic. Canyonlands open to speculation, daring few to cross the barrier and sit on the doomed edges, taunting fate. I was in Cedar Breaks after visiting Zion's National Park, and the only theme that came to me was metaphor upon metaphor. The bridge, a symbol of a cliched leap of faith, a call of the wild beckoning me home. Yes, I had grown up in Utah and had pioneered my way through countless neighborhoods of smiles laden with orthodontia and a perfectionistic rigor I had come to be disgusted by. Even the streets grew too clean for me. But as I stood at the highest peak of the canyon, looking down on skittish marmots, I couldn't help but wonder how I never had the faintest interest to go to southern Utah until I moved away. There's no doubt that the scenery is breathtaking. In fact, I couldn't help but snap photo after photo. Later, at a gift shop, I paid $6.99 for a magnet that I would stick on my fridge. These were the tokens of adventure, something to hold up, something to compete with. And the travel was cheap, only $98 for a hotel room, $70 for gas, and $40 for meals. But when I thought of travel, I wanted to get as far away from the limits of my roots as possible. And yet, the roots were pretty, weren't they? Note that I couldn't say they were beautiful, yet I found myself surrounded by foreign accents, opening wide with awe.